conditional use will have no significant impact upon traffic. The site was previously used as a restaurant. The site is within the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District operated by Sussex County. The applicant currently operates Mike's Auto Repair in the immediate vicinity and desires to relocate the business to this property. There are other limited business and commercial uses in the vicinity of this property. There are also several residential uses with large garage or storage structures similar in size to what the applicant has proposed. The project, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The use will provide a service to this area of Sussex County to meet the expanding need for auto repair services. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations, them being that A, there will not be any outside storage of junk vehicles, automobile parts, equipment, tires, or other materials used to repair cars. B, no vehicles for sale will be displayed on the premises. C, the only repair work allowed in the shop will be for automobile and light trucks. No motorcycles, commercial vehicles, boats, or RVs are permitted. D, the shop will only be operated between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. E, there shall only be one lighted sign on the property advertising the business, the sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size on either side. F, any security lights shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties. G, all parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan. H, oil and other fluids associated with the business must be stored in approved containers and hauled away from the site by licensed handlers. I, any dumpsters on the site shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roads. The location of any dumpster shall be shown on the final site plan. And lastly, J, the site plan shall be subject to approval of this, the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
In the public hearing, I believe there was some discussion about fence around the property. Was that not proffered by the applicant?
I recall there was a discussion about it. I don't know that it was proffered. I think that's probably.
I think he was concerned about the total cost.
Yeah.
He made reference to wanting to work with the neighbors about either fencing or landscaping, but I don't know how much detail, that there really wasn't any detail involved.
Yeah.
That was early on.
Yeah.
I don't always believe in my memory, so.
Now we have a motion on the floor. Do we hear a second?
Second.
Okay, very good. We have two.
Two.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1822, Michael P. Mulligan, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We thank you for being with us this evening, giving up part of your Thursday night. I can assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on any given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, I would like to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words that he is going to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberation and votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a telephone, BlackBerry, or similar device, we ask that you take the time now to switch it off or turn it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Also, individuals supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. In addition, an outline of these rules and the process of tonight's meetings or hearings is also available at the rear of the room. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We thank you, sir. Our first public hearing is conditional use number 1823, Raymond W. and Nancy A. Skull.